feel like you've sort of talked a bit about it, but could you speak a bit about why it's been important to you to have some of these records, you know, both those ones that people have given to you and the ones you've looked out for yourself? What does that mean for you?
That's an interesting question. I'm not so sure I have a definitive answer for that one, Miriam. I seemed to be collecting things as I was going on through my life, and just seemed to be building up this little collection of things. Some of it would be interspersed with more modern newspaper cuttings for court cases that were going on surrounding the Aberlour Child Care Trust or surrounding the Scottish Inquiry for Childcare. I'm always careful when I talk about the Scottish Inquiry about childcare, not to say that it's called the Scottish Childcare Abuse Inquiry, but it's not called the Scottish Childcare Sex Abuse Inquiry. And a lot of people associate this inquiry as being, in brackets, sex abuse, but it's not. It's about abuses of authorities and institutions and generally society, about our attitudes towards children and to how we bring them up in childcare. And it's looking more at that. It's not for me at this point to explain what their findings are and such like, because it's still an ongoing inquiry. But I think it's interesting to say that I did make a statement to Lady Smith at the inquiry to talk about my very happy experience at Aberlour. I certainly didn't go to paint a dark picture. Now, there may be other children that came from the orphanages at the same time as I was there, but they'll maybe paint a different picture. But I was invited to speak about my picture and my story, because this is my life, my life's narrative. And I think the reason I got into that, Miriam, is because I think it was just part of my cleansing myself of my background, because I'm now in my 70s. And I don't want to be getting upset about my upbringing and my childhood and my parents and the court case and how I left Aberlour Orphanage and all the negatives in my life. I want to really look at the positives in my life, and I tend to do that. And I think perhaps by attending the inquiry and talking to people and doing interviews for the press and for the Murray Memory and the first job, how I got my first job, I think it cleanses me of some of the difficulties that I've had in life. But, you know, I've always said that I had a happy experience at Aberlour, and I've always said that I'm happy within my own skin, and I'm happy with where I am today. I don't have a hang-up about my background and my upbringing. In fact, it's interesting to note that in the last hour and a bit we've been sitting here, I haven't been upset once, which sometimes I can do on this subject. It's a very upsetting subject for a lot of people, but I haven't been upset. I've not been blasé about it, I've not been carefree about it, but I've been comfortable with it because you're very good interviewees, very good interviewers, and I've kind of gone through life cleansing myself as I've gone along of what the difficulties have been and why I behave in certain ways and why I do certain things and how I treat people. And that's been a cleansing thing for me, along with the support of my family and my wife. I think that's maybe why I've ended up, you know, sitting in front of you here today, because it's all part of a cleansing thing for me, and it's not an issue I have any trouble with now, you know. I've already spoken to the Aberlour Child Care Trust about my archive. I have certain requirements with my archive that I would possibly like to try and see put in place, and I'm here to discuss that with you at the university at the same time.